On Friday, the men's under-20 World Cup kicks off in Colombia. It's called the under-20 because players are teenagers. It's considered the world's junior varsity soccer tournament. The matches don't attract a lot of attention, though, but they're a magnet for scouts and agents hoping to sign the next Cristiano Ronaldo or Diego Maradona. For violence-racked Colombia, the U-20 is a chance to change the country's image, as John Otis reports.
Colombia's U-20 squad trains for its opening match against France. 24 teams, including Mali, North Korea, and Brazil, will play in the three-week tournament. The United States didn't qualify. Compared to the main World Cup, the U-20 is small potatoes. There's no bidding war to host the event, played every 2 years. And there's no media frenzy. At the Colombian team practice, I'm confined to a large holding pen for journalists. But for most of the session, I'm the only one there. Still, it's a chance for Colombia to show off. The matches will be played in Bogota and 7 other cities. And 500 million people around the world will watch them on TV. They'll learn about Colombia's natural beauty, booming economy and improved security, even as a drug-fueled guerrilla war grinds on. Christian Bonilla is the Colombian team's goalkeeper.
We are proud that there will be so many countries participating and so many tourists. Perhaps they will come away with a different image from what foreigners normally think about Colombia.
Bonilla and his teammates will be playing for more than national pride. The U-20 is a showcase for young talent, says reporter Johanna Palacios, who covers soccer for Colombian TV.
Messi, Kaká, Ronaldinho.
She says superstars like Lionel Messi of Argentina and Kaká and Ronaldinho of Brazil all burnish their credentials in U-20 games. The U-20 can also serve as a dress rehearsal. Successful tournaments in Japan, the former Soviet Union, and Qatar helped persuade soccer's governing body, FIFA, to award the main World Cup to those nations. In Colombia, it was the other way around. Juan Felipe Mejia is press officer for the Colombian Soccer Federation. He points out that FIFA selected Colombia to host the main World Cup in 1986. But due to economic problems and the huge cost of building new stadiums, Colombia embarrassed itself by backing out of its commitment.
By a decision of the government, they finally decided not to play it here. So it went to Mexico.
FIFA was not pleased. It took 25 years for the organization to give Colombia a second chance with the Under-20 World Cup.
It was like a big challenge because FIFA didn't trust at the beginning in us. These guys are crazy. Why are they are demanding for a World Cup when they rejected one in 1986?
This time around, Colombia seems prepared to host its biggest ever international sports event. Most of the tickets have been sold. The government and private sector have spent $100 million to upgrade soccer stadiums. Thousands of fans showed up for the ribbon-cutting ceremony at Bogota's renovated El Campín Stadium, where the championship game will be played on August 20th. Colombia expects 35,000 foreign visitors. They will be snapping up T-shirts and souvenirs stamped with the U-20 logo featuring, what else, a cup of coffee. At the opening ceremony, Colombian vallenato singer Jorge Celedón will perform the U-20 theme song. The song is called Nuestra Fiesta, Spanish for Our Party. It's an apt title, Mejia says, because the U-20 is Colombia's coming out party.
People are gonna see, oh, this is Colombia. These are people that are really nice. The stadiums are packed. It's fantastic for nations like us that we really want to show the world that we can do good things here.
For the world, I'm John Otis, Bogota.